story, prayer, or both. I mean, this is getting interesting, and if we can get this somehow into the story, then yeah. This is now Game Theory 23, the World War III chessboard. Now, he moves on to analyze the current world situation in terms of different cultures and their books, their storytelling, their, you know, mythology, if you wish. And we got the Western one here, and in our story, we should just have West and East, that's what I think. And there you have Paradise Lost, you have Faust, and what more was it? Yeah, you know, where the individual ego, the proud hero is lauded, I could say. The one who is racing even against God, who is seen, I don't know if it's correct to see it like that, but let's just try it now, because that's what he says. As the big boss, you know, the Lord, who wants us all as slaves, but that we should ourselves become like God, independent. I mean, we can just look at the Western science, which is then based on such ideas that we just understand the laws of nature and we can manipulate them and we can be the rulers over this planet. We don't need God anymore. And then you have the, and how he's talking how we can see that in the policies throughout history of Europe and America, which I agree with. And then he goes into Russia. I mean, talks about Russia. But they have a very different... Well, first of all, he points out there that he likes it to a chess board, which at first I thought it sounded odd, but makes sense. It's a good metaphor, illustration. That here in the West there is democracy, which can be nice but also volatile and polarized. You have parties who hate each other more than they hate the enemy from other countries. So that's the weakness. And the way they deal with that, he says, which I tend to agree with the little I know, is through, you could say, techniques, technological control, you know, AI, surveillance, control of media, control of the minds of people. So this way you can stay, quote-unquote, democratic with votes and all that, public votes, but still stay in control from behind the screen, so to speak, from backstage. And this is the way I see Western democracy nowadays, and it's been going on for a while like that. Then we got Russia, where you got autocracy. People up there in the top, sitting there ruling, having that responsibility. I mean, a little like all kings. You got the same, well, talking Russia now. And and they have a different culture behind there, and he analyzes it very interestingly. That rather, well, he takes books like, you know, Dostoevsky, Crime and Punishment, and Anna Karenina, Bill Tolstoy, and Virgil, where it is about following God. And he points out here that in Russia today, and maybe I would say traditionally, if we look at these books, and yeah, sure, religion, orthodoxy, is ruling very much. And an interesting point here that he makes, if it's true, then it's really interesting, is that Russia is trying to unify the religions of the Eurasian area. And yeah, I mean, if you think of Russia, Russian Orthodox, and Putin, he is himself religious. We find that clearly prominent there in the modern Russia. But then how they are cooperating with, trying to, you know, work together with and bring harmony with the Catholic Church, even with Israel, Judaism, with Iran, Islam, and with India, Hindu. And then we have China as well, which has an interesting religious tradition, which has, I would say, is more philosophical. So, but that very fact, if it is a fact, which it could be, and in our story we could make it that, that here they're trying to unify, and there are some people then in our story who is working for that unification, meaning, how is it done? It's done by seeing the essence of all religion, the real truth behind it. That yes, we're all parts and parcels of God. We're all family, actually, and we should learn to see beyond the differences, the cultural and secular religious differences, and have peace and cooperation in that way between our countries. And the enemy that they see it then is on the Western side there, the British and Americans, the colonialists. And yes, the mentality of the colonialists, what is it? It's very much that what we describe. We become gods on earth. We should be big, powerful. That pride is even respected and loaded, so to speak, while in the Eastern tradition there, if we can call it that, pride goes before fall. Humility is what it's about. So, yeah, in our story, building up these two sides there, which may appear to be two sides, of course they are, but where that unifying process, so to speak, the efforts, coming from spirituality, love of God and each other, is universal. It doesn't see those borders. So what's really the problem, according to that Eastern way of looking at it, is not that the enemy is there in the West and we should kill them and defeat them. It is that parasitical colonialism, proud, we rule you all mentality, which then is the, you know, the Mephistophelian mentality. So this, I would say, it's really an interesting foundation for this story.